All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. The offseason is in full effect in the National Football League, and one team that I want to talk about today is going to be the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys had themselves a phenomenal 2016 NFL season. As they went 13-3, they had the best record in the NFC, but unfortunately for Dallas, they still were unable to get past the divisional round. Now, Dallas had this phenomenal season as they were led by a pair of rookies in rookie quarterback Dak Prescott and rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott, and you really thought it could have been Cole, offensive rookie of the year, or Elliott getting the offensive rookie of the year, but in a shocker, it was Dak Prescott who got the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year for the past season. And the reason why Dak Prescott got that Offensive Rookie of the Year award was due to the fact that he was pushed into a very hard situation. Tony Romo entered this season expecting to be the Cowboys' starting quarterback once again, but Romo suffered a back injury in the preseason, and it put him on the shelf for a portion of the season. But when Dallas played so well with Prescott under center, it was very hard for owner Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett to go back to Romo. Now, with that said, Romo is still under contract with the Dallas Cowboys, and the biggest problem is this, it's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the biggest Tony Romo supporter out there, and he still is not willing to let go of the dream of having Romo as a starting quarterback. And you look at it like this, the time for Jerry Jones to move on from Tony Romo is now. Dak Prescott is your future. And it's a situation, if you are the Cowboys, you cannot have both of these quarterbacks on your roster heading into next season. It's going to cause a locker room divide. Prescott's time is now. It's a situation, Tony Romo's going to be 37 soon. He's shown that he cannot stay healthy. If he could stay healthy, he can still go out there and be an effective quarterback in this league. But if you're Jerry Jones, you got to say it like this. Your future is Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Build around those guys if you want to get Dallas back to winning a Super Bowl. It's a situation you can trade Romo and get some picks and do something with those picks, and you can get yourself more valuable assets to build around Elliott and Prescott in order to win. But it's not going to happen if you decide to keep Romo on this roster. But like I said before, Jerry Jones is set in his ways. He's stubborn. You know, he still wants to operate this team in the mode that they had 25 years ago, close to it, when they were winning NFL championships, and it still is not working out for this Dallas Cowboys team. And if he decides to roll the dice and have Tony Romo on his roster for the 2017 NFL season, the Dallas Cowboys season will be over before it started, because like I said, it's going to be a divided locker room, because you're going to have guys that want to see Tony out there and you're going to have guys that want to see Dak out there. And at the quarterback position in the NFL, you can only have one boss. If you have multiple bosses, it's not working. So Jerry Jones, if you're out there, and I, it's just one of those things that he's going to be rolling the dice if he does it. But, you know, as football fans, we just have to sit back and wait and see what happens with the situation around the Cowboys. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. So that's going to do it, folks. And as always, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.